Now, an ongoing project to help restore and regenerate the Puanui stream is gathering momentum, with a number of key plans moving from being just on paper to becoming action. Alex Whitcomb is the Empowered Community Lead, overseeing the collaboration to restore the Puanui stream to its natural state, involving a number of communities, businesses, iwi and council, and is with me now to tell us what's happening. Kia ora, Alex.
Kia ora, Wallace. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. For those who aren't in Auckland, or even people in Auckland who are not familiar with this stream, tell us about its meaning and, you know, where it is.
Tēnā tātou. Thanks for everyone for listening. So the Puanui stream, Te Puanui, is located in South Auckland, very close to the gateway of Aotearoa, near the airport, up in the head ranges of Totoro Park, up in the mountain, and it flows 12 kilometres down all the way through to the Manuka Harbour up by Manurua Marae, so right there in the centre of Auckland.
Yeah, and it goes for, what, about 12 k's, I understand?
Yes, that's right, that's right. So you've got 12 kilometres of stream from natural bush, forests, native species, all the way through into the residential area, a lot of homes, a lot of communities living there, into the centre of Manukau with your kind of business, residential areas of businesses, education, and it goes out past the two ancestral mountains, Matu Kitere and Matu Kitururu, past prisons and all the way up.
Yeah.
Harbour.
Being from Manurewa myself, I'm very familiar with this stream, Alex, and I can recall in my mind's eye being a kid and playing around this Puanui stream. That was back in the late 70s, but how badly has it been declining over the years? How much pollution and thoughtless dumping has been going on with this waterway?
That's right. Also, it's been carrying on for decades now. There's a lot of pollution has been built up over those decades. As like you were saying, being able to swim in the area, a lot of community members remember a time of being able to swim in that stream and enjoy the abundance of life there. And then as we started to grow as an urban city, you see a lot more illegal dumping, a lot more people taking out their dogs, and you know, all the erosion of the banks. So that kind of mixture of urban life has taken a real toll on the stream.
And it's a real theme, isn't it, across the country, Alex, where there are communities really trying to restore the natural habitats of these urban streams. And I can think of, for example, one which is pretty successful, actually, and that's the Oakley Creek Stream near Waterview. So very urban area. You've got a motorway going right alongside it, but they've been volunteering for many, many years to try and get that water back to as clean a state as possible.
Yes, that's right. It's a real big inspiration for us, Tōrongaawa. And looking how they've taken a really grassroots, community-led approach to achieving that aspiration of trying to return it back to its traditional state of flowing water. A lot of community groups, like you're saying, you're correct, have been doing a lot of cleanups over the years, pulling together thousands of people, volunteers, volunteer hours, to pull out things like tyres, shopping trolleys, a lot of waste, and slowly making efforts to create that connection back to those natural assets that we have in our backyard.
No, I just think it's an absolutely wonderful initiative, and it's an absolute delight that this stream has been brought back to rejuvenation. And how have the general public reacted to what you're trying to achieve, Alex? Do they appreciate that connection between nature and culture and looking after this stream?
I think that's the beautiful opportunity we have, and this project has been really early stages, a couple of years in now, 3-4 years in, of a multi-generational project, essentially. So you've got an opportunity to really follow great examples like Tōrongaawa and look at bringing together the council, local government, with mana whenua, Te Waiahua, and look at that indigenous perspective and bringing that in alongside the great effort of the community. So it's coming together, slowly pulling itself together. We've been trying to acknowledge all the great work that's been happening over the years with all the community partners. And so I guess my key role as an Empowered Communities Lead is trying to highlight that key activity, see what's growing really well, how can we create those synergies so we're just, you know, 1 or 2 degrees just separated and bring that together, and so we can start to create more localized solutions, local opportunities, support the local economy.
Yeah. Not going to sugarcoat this, Alex. It's one of the more affected, urban waterways across the Motu. The challenge must be significant. Are you confident that you'll be able to sort of rejuvenate as much as you can this Puanui stream?
I'm really confident. I'm really passionate about this project too. So being a descendant of Te Awa Tupua, Whanganui River, and seeing the aspiration of personification of a river, given that honour and respect, and seeing how this project's been set up, like Te Waiohua put the challenge to Eke Panikini Council to really challenge the way that we look at development, the way that we look at connection to place and stories. And so all the fabric has been set up over the years to really bring all the right partners together. And so we've got a great opportunity of local communities, again, like I said before, already doing great activity.
Yes.
You've got big initiatives in the pipeline in the coming years that have been set up. Local governments come to the table with, you know, over $30 million. So it's all the right pieces are there, and now it's a chance just for a person like my role and the power community's role to create that platform for engagement, to do that right up front rather than involving people at the end of the story and things are too late. So things that we see, that the community is going to change over time. So how do we create those opportunities for people to be involved in the very beginning, allow them to have that opportunity to build trust, build connection, see themselves, like their perspective, culture, worldview kind of manifested in that landscape. So I'm quite confident that we've got the right ingredients.
Brilliant. We're talking about the Puanui stream here. So it's 12 kilometres from the botanical gardens there, running through Manukau Wiri right through to the Manukau Harbour. It goes through residential, business, forest areas, mountain to sea. So, you know, a very significant stream here. And if I can recall, there are some parts of the stream, Alex. So, you know, let's just face it, very, very urban. In fact, some parts running through behind the backs of people's fences, you've just simply got the stream running in, you know, a half-circle concrete, old-school concrete shell. Will there be an opportunity for you and people to regenerate those parts of the stream in time so it gives it more of a, I guess you can say, more of a natural look?
A more natural state, yeah, you're right. So there are intentions of changing infrastructure in the future, and a lot of communities are coming together to have participation and input around what that could look like. We're starting to hear more traditional stories of the stream, talking about ecology and species and the migration. So they're slowly starting with that early platform of building that connection to the place. As you're saying, like a lot of fences and people being almost separated from nature. You know? So we've
very much
got to like restore that connection, especially in, from a cultural worldview, that innate understanding of your relationship to nature.
Very cool, Alex. Hey, now a couple of people are getting in touch. For example, Robin here. How can I get in touch with Alex about the Puanui stream, please? So how can people get in touch if they want to help?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we now have a project page, on the Eke Panikini website that gives you an understanding of the project itself, how things are going to unfold over time. We just got a media release there around the charter signing that was quite significant last week. There's going to be, my contact details as well. We have an Empowered Communities Working Group, which is locally based, to bring people together, and over the coming months we're going to be setting up social media channels for people to stay on the button, really, stay close to what's going on, so you can imagine a lot of things starting to come to light and then slowly pop up over time.
Alex Whitcomb, the Empowered Community Lead, talking about helping restore and regenerate the Puanui Stream, Manukau. Alex, kia ora. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Wolf.